My guest tonight is a trainer, a speaker, and a consultant. She's a professional business coach. She's a dynamic achiever, and she is also a certified business coach and consultant. Cheryl Vallejo. Is that correct, Cheryl?
That is correct, Margaret Vallejo.
I've been practicing it all day. I've only lived in Arizona about over 20 years, and I never have taken the Spanish lessons yet. So, anyways, thank you and welcome. I'm glad that you're here tonight.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Well, I think this is going to be a good show. I think you're going to have an opportunity to give out a lot of good information to people that probably, you know, haven't thought about what you're going to tell them. Now, I was going over your sheet that you sent me. I actually just got it a few minutes ago. And you're a very important person, aren't you?
Well, thank you. I don't know if I consider myself important, but the information I bring to people, I feel is important.
Well, yes. And, I mean, you must have plenty of that information. You, are you currently the CEO and president of four businesses?
I am. I have an investment company, a coaching company, and a couple others, yes.
Oh, wow. So you must be pretty busy.
Yes. But then on the other hand, when you enjoy what you do, you never work another day in your life, right?
Yeah, that's right, because you just have fun the whole time.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, and your paper said that you were a medical service director for 108 providers in Arizona, and you supervised and worked with hundreds of employees and managers.
I did. We had 35 offices throughout Tucson, mm-hmm. and it was great. There was a lot of providers, and I just loved my job.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of hours.
So tell me what your main focus is now these days.
Well, right now I work with leaders, entrepreneurs, professionals, people who want to get to a new level of their life, people who are struggling on getting through barriers, who have limiting beliefs that they can't get to where they want to be. So what I do, I have programs and different areas that I help people break through those barriers and create a life they want effortlessly.
So when a client comes to see you, what can they expect?
When I work with clients, I teach them how to change from the inside out instead of looking from the outside in. And a lot of that has to do with working with the brain, as I've studied that for many, many years, and the brain plasticity, the DSP, the dendrite spiny protrusions, and the neurons inside of our brain. So as we work with positive thinking and get more in tune to blocking out the negative energy and making sure we're staying on a positive track in our life, it makes so much difference. Other areas that I work with clients on, slowing down our brain, like with meditation, and the four different areas of meditation, the beta, alpha.
Right.
So as we work through changing from the inside out, it's easier to attract more into our life that we want instead of attracting things into our life that we don't want.
Well, I know that we attract into our lives what we focus and think about.
That's right, the law of attraction.
So it only makes sense. Now, you must have been doing a lot of research way before that movie, What the Bleep, came out, weren't you?
I have been researching the brain for a very long time, especially since I was in medical. And What the Bleep just kind of confirms a lot of the path I've been going on.
Yeah, that's right. Because I when I saw that movie, I remember what they were. They were talking about the pathways in the brain and in the dendrites and what you were just talking about.
Yes, it was exciting to see that.
Yeah, and that probably answers some of the questions, is when you see a lot of people in their lives, they're very positive, and they're able to stay positive despite sometimes things not going the way that they'd like them to be, but they're still able to stay in that positive state. And it's some of that probably is due to the way the brain pathways are ingrained. Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in the attitude of gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
So when I journal and I work with clients on that, it's starting your day with, number one, the intention. How do you want your day to turn out? Do you want it to be peaceful, happy, productive, efficient?
Mm-hmm.
And then a very important thing at the end of the day is the attitude of gratitude. What is it in your life that you feel blessed for or that you want to give gratitude for?
Mm-hmm.
And because we live in kind of a negative society, this is a way to end the day with positive thoughts instead of negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And I know that a lot of people think that when they're journaling about gratitude, they have to be grateful for, oh, great big things, that good things that happened in their lives. But it's really, isn't it really being grateful for the smallest of small things that you find, you know, that you're able to be grateful for?
Absolutely.
Isn't that important?
It is important. And sometimes those smaller things, we don't take time to smell the roses. We don't take time to, you know, even appreciate our animals, the ones who bring us love.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's the small things that matter.
Yeah. So let's get into some of these topics on this paper. Let's talk about the power of positive thinking.
Yes.
One thing I've always noticed is that, you know, not only does the power of positive thinking have power, so does negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many people in their daily lives, they tend to do more negative thinking. And then that just perpetuates a state of, you know, negativity in their whole life.
That's right, Barbara. When we think about negative, it actually produces a negative chemical in our brain. And the same way when we think positive thoughts, it produces positive chemicals.
Really?
So the DSP in our brains, it's like little hair-like particles. And the more you think positive, the more they become like little magnets, and it's easier to get there day after day after day. So as you've probably known a few people in your life who are negative and it's kind of hard to be around them.
Right.
That's
right.
Because they've kind of programmed their mind to make it so easy to stay in that negative state.
Mm-hmm. And they don't even realize they're doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I like to work with people is when they're gaining knowledge and being more aware of the negative statements in their life, mm-hmm. they use the word cancel.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Yes, yes. You cancel the statement. And
yes.
An important thing to do is to replace that statement. It's like putting a period at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
To replace the negative statement with the positive statement is pretty important.
Yeah, yeah. When I first became interested in changing my outlook on life and becoming more positive, I learned that about, you know, if I thought or said something that wasn't productive, wasn't positive, and wasn't nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would say, cancel.
Yes.
And I was raising 4 kids at the time, and oh, they just had a ball with that, you know. They were like always saying something that cancel, you know, and they just thought it was so funny. And I can tell you that over the years, they've seen me be able to make that change from the negative to the positive.
You become a lot more aware, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like to say that if you're not living in a higher consciousness, being more aware of who you are and how you are able to create in your life, if you're not living in a higher consciousness, you're living by default.
Exactly.
And who, you know, I mean, that's not a good way to be.
No, you want to live it by choice.
Oh,
so
definitely.
You create the world you want.
That's right. And I can tell you, and I know that you believe this, that when you do that, things just start happening, you know, left and right.
Exactly. You attract more of what you want. And the key word for me is effortlessly.
Yes. Can I tell you a funny story?
I would love to hear it.
Well, this is just an example of how you do attract things, more things into your life effortlessly when you are keeping yourself in that positive state. I had read about a new diet in a woman's magazine, and I thought, well, there's one I haven't tried yet, so why not? And so I went to the bookstore to look at the book, and I found the book, and it was a little bit too much money for me to spend at that time. But I thought, well, I guess maybe I'll ask someone to give it to me as a present for my birthday. And I stayed positive about it instead of being all bummed out that it was too much for me to afford and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And today, here at Achieve Radio, what did I get in the mail? I got the book.
Wow.
The book appeared, and with a letter from the publicist regarding interviewing the author. And I got so excited, and I know Bill probably thought I was nuts. I was like, oh, my God. But you know what? It's just an example.
And because you manifest what
I
you
drew
want.
It to me, didn't I?
You sure did.
You bet I did.
That's a great example and a great story.
And that wouldn't have happened if I'd gone and looked at it and said, oh, man, I don't have the money for that. I'll never get that and blah, 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 you know. But I didn't. And so it appeared.
Yes.
And just in time because next week is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, well, thank you. So I really, when I was growing up, I learned about the difference between an optimist and a pessimist. And I was questioning that, and I asked my dad. This is what he told me. Well, an optimist always thinks everything's going to go good and good things will happen, and they usually don't, so they're always disappointed. And a pessimist thinks, oh, nothing's going to happen good, so when something good happens, they're happy. And that's the way I thought that was truth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the way you're supposed to live your life. So I struggled for many years with negativity and being a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
And I have managed to change that all around, and just almost to the extent that, you know, sometimes at work they like to call me Mary Poppins, you know, and I just laugh and say, hey, you know, you never know what can happen, so.
That's exactly right, and, you know, that's an important one for me is changing the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change.
Okay, talk to me about that. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I once heard Brian Tracy say that, and boy, that rings so true to me, that if you look at life as an obstacle, there's so many things in your way, you can't do this, you can't do that, you don't like your job, well, that's how it's going to come to you. But if you change the way you look at things and you start showing appreciation, you start showing gratitude, you're a happier person, you'll start seeing things in a different light, and those obstacles will turn into opportunities because now you're open to them. So a good thing to do is to be open to anything and be attached to nothing. So that way you're allowing more to come into your world because you're changing the way you look at things.
I bet a lot of people have a hard time understanding that and believing that.
Once they get it and they start experiencing it, it's amazing. So if you look at something bad and you think it's bad, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah. Well, that is like that story that I don't know it very well, but it's about the ships that were coming somewhere on some island, and nobody had ever seen ships, and so they couldn't fathom it, they couldn't understand it, and it was, do you know what story I'm talking about?
Is it the one where you don't see the ship because you never knew what it looked like?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell it a little better than I did, but I think it's, you know, the same corollary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it all goes back to the law of attraction, of what you focus your attention on and think about the most, you're gonna attract more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part about it is that a lot of people focus on the negative part of their life, what's not coming to them, what they're not attracting, what they're not getting, mm-hmm. therefore they're attracting more of that.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. I wish they would teach courses like this in, even in elementary school.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, to get them started on the right track,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think the awareness nowadays is so much more, so much greater than it was a while back, don't you think?
Oh, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is. And that is totally awesome, you know. I was looking at this paper you sent me, and what is the hour of power?
The hour of power is taking time every single day, and I call it neuroconditioning of your brain. It's taking time to do the things that is going to help you break through barriers in your life, and some of those are affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
If you do affirmations, listen to affirmations, that's a big one, because mm-hmm. what you do with that is you're actually changing a desire into a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it's a whole lot easier to get there. Another way to for the hour of power is to do a manifest board. You create a board on what it is you really want in life, and then you manifest mm-hmm. it, almost like you did the book.
Uh-huh.
And your journal, what you do with journaling, your attitude of gratitude. And then another way is visualizing. You visualize what it is you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that some people do is they have it all written down. They have forms after forms after forms. But as humans, we visualize things. We see pictures.
Uh-huh.
So if people can spend a little time during the day visualizing, that's part of the hour of power. And mm-hmm. another big part of it is meditating. The more we meditate and quiet our mind down, mm-hmm. the more answers we get.
Mm-hmm.
And it works the opposite. When people start to meditate, they think, I don't have time to meditate because I have too much to do, or I can't quiet my mind.
Right.
But it works quite the opposite. If you take time to meditate, you're actually creating the space you need in your life to get the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things together is what I call the hour of power, whether mm-hmm. it's all at once or a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night.
Mm-hmm.
My affirmation CD, it's in my car, and I listen to it quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Now, is that one that you've made?
Yes, I've created 4 different programs because affirmations are so important.
Uh-huh.
The 4 that I've created... It's changed a lot of people's lives, especially the one on financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You start conditioning your mind to change those desires into beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And once your conscious and your non-conscious mind believes that it's true, then
uh-huh.
it's a lot easier to reach your goal and get to where you want to be.
Well, how could someone purchase those?
Well, if you go to www.energyofthemind.com, and you can actually listen to a portion of mm-hmm. all 4 of them. And the nice part, when I had the studio create them, it's on meditation music, so you're not only listening to the affirmations,
mm-hmm.
but the meditation music is helping your mind quiet
mm-hmm.
so you
yeah.
can get it.
Yeah.
And there's a track for audio and a track for video that you could plug it into your computer and watch the affirmations
uh-huh.
as you listen to the meditation.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, because some people are audio, some are visual, this
mm-hmm.
kind of works for
mm-hmm.
both.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent of affirmations, too.
Mm, good.
When I first began learning about them, I was going to the Church of Religious Science,
mm-hmm.
and affirmations are big there.
Mm-hmm.
And they taught us that some people, when they hear an affirmation, they just block it. So you can say, I'm willing to, let's just say, I'm willing to always be better about being on time. And if that doesn't work, you say, I'm willing to be willing to do that. And I just think that, you know, that I know that really helps people a lot. So I hope our listeners will go ahead and tune into your website and get an idea of your affirmations, and hopefully they'll buy some.
Well, thank you. And you know, the whole concept behind that is when we set our goals, we actually desire to reach that goal. But when we program our mind to make it a belief, beliefs are 10,000 times stronger than desires.
Yeah.
So what better way can you program your mind to believe that your desired goal is a belief than with affirmations?
Yeah. Now, that helps people while they're awake. Consciously to hear it, right?
It does.
Remember years ago they used to think you had to listen to it while you were sleeping?
The studies show now that you get more out of it when you're in a relaxed state but not sleeping. You still get a little bit of value. Like if you're listening to them right before you go to sleep and you happen to fall asleep, it's still okay. You're still getting some benefit.
Yeah.
But it's a lot better if you're in a state, an alpha or a theta state, where you slow down your mind enough that you can listen and comprehend, but you're really relaxed, so then you're conditioning your mind.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the board with the pictures?
The manifest board,
Yes. I put on a little seminar at different places called Creating Your Heart's Desire.
Oh.
And I have a visualization that I've authored, and I play soothing music in the background that I compose, and then I have all kinds of different pictures that I've cut out of magazines, and I bring the pictures, and the participants go through, and they pick out the pictures, and they make their manifesting board.
That is great, and that is so important. And then the next step of that is putting the board where you see it every day.
Yeah, where you see it. Where you see it every day. And, I mean, you don't even have to stand in front of it and look at each picture all the time. You just have it where you happen to notice that it's there in your subconscious. A lot of the things that are on there will manifest.
That's exactly
our mind
right.
Our mind is just a wonderful thing, and so many people don't have a clue as to how much power our subconscious has.
There is so much power there. It's it's a gift that we have that we don't even realize how much power is there. In fact, that's another part of the brain that I've done a lot of studying on, is the brain plasticity. Our learning can go on and on and on as long as we are willing and able to continue our learning path. So it doesn't stop as we get older, or it doesn't decrease. It's there. All we have to do is exercise it.
Well, I am thoroughly enjoying our discussion. I hope you are too.
Can you tell I love this stuff?
Oh yeah. We're going to be breaking here in just a moment. And when we come back, let's talk about intent.
Okay.
And I have a story I could tell you if you want to hear it.
I would love to.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone, and we're going to be back in 4 minutes. My business coach and consultant, and she has all kinds of positive ideas on how people can make their life better, and she goes and talks to corporations and single people as well, right?
That's right, and I do a lot of classes.
Oh, a lot of classes. Now, are your classes mostly in Tucson?
They're actually, most of them are on the internet. They're teleclasses.
Oh.
And people can read more about that at my website, energyofthemind.com.
Ah. Well, that's great. All right. We wanted to talk about the power of intent.
Yes.
And what was it that you said a few minutes ago? When you desire something, and then your intent will turn it into a belief. Is that what you said?
Yes. Most people, when they make like New Year's resolutions or they set their goals, what it is, it's a desire. But until we program our brain that it's a belief, it's hard, almost impossible to achieve it, because beliefs are 10,000 times stronger than a desire.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is program our mind to believe what it is that we want in our life,
mm-hmm.
or what it is that we want to change or attract.
And we do that by?
And we do that by manifesting, by keeping a positive attitude, by doing a manifest board, mm-hmm. by meditating. So all of the daily neural conditioning that we do, that's that hour of power that I talked about,
mm-hmm.
all of that plays a part in creating the belief system that will help us reach our goals. Instead of just having it be a desire, it then turns into a belief.
Mm-hmm. Can we liken that to someone who is learning how to play a song on a piano, where they have the desire
mm-hmm.
to play it, and they begin to practice, and over a period of time, those pathways going into your brain, they're able to sit down and just play that piece without consciously thinking, oh, I have to get to E flat or D major or whatever. And so their pathways are programmed so that it happens unconsciously.
That's exactly right. That there are four steps to that.
Uh-huh.
I call them the four stages of learning.
Well, tell us what they are.
Yeah. So the fourth stage is when you get to the unconscious competent state.
Mm.
And that's when things come just effortlessly. You don't have to think about it or work at it as hard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the example you gave with the piano, that's very good.
Yeah. What are the first three steps?
The first one is unconscious incompetence. And that's when you do not follow the principles. You don't even know what they are. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first stage of unconscious incompetence. In fact, that's kind of what I tell my students when we start our six-week class,
uh-huh.
is that that's where they are before they learn about all this stuff with the brain. The next step, as you start your learning process and your neuroconditioning, you move to the conscious incompetence.
Oh.
In other words, you're aware of the principles,
right.
but you're not quite following them yet.
Yeah.
So you know, but you just don't know how to get there.
Uh-huh.
And then the third stage is conscious competence.
Okay.
And that means that you know the principles, but sometimes you do them and sometimes you don't. You make a conscious decision of, I'm not going to do it today.
Oh.
But when you follow the path and you start the neural conditioning to make your desires into beliefs, that's when it starts to be effortless and like playing the piano without even
mm-hmm.
having to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
You move to the fourth stage, which is the unconscious competent state. And it just flows effortlessly.
Yeah. That's really interesting. I've never heard it expressed like that. I like it.
Good. You said you had a story to share, too.
Oh, about intent?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really know the power of intent through this story. I was reading in a little Unity prayer book, and it was talking about when you pray for things, and another way you can pray, you can write a letter to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it, and I thought, whoa, I should write a letter to God for a car, because my car was going down the tubes fast. And I turned the page, and there was a an example letter of transportation. And I thought, well, that is really cool. And you write the letter and you put it in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't find my mom's Bible. And I thought, well, when I find that Bible, I'm going to write my letter. So a few days later, on a Saturday, I found the Bible. And I thought, wow, okay, I can write my letter for transportation to God. And never once did any negative thinking come in there. I just really took that as truth when I read it. And so that was on Saturday, and I thought, well, I'm going to do it Monday when I have my day off, and I can have peace and quiet to think. Well, Sunday, I went to church, and one of the people at our church owns a salvage yard. And he said, hey, Barb, somebody called me about a car the other day. It might be something you want to look at. And he said, the man said it runs, and it looks good, and it's still good. And he said, I told him I'd give him $150 for it. So he gave me the address and everything, and I went out on Monday before I wrote my letter, and I bought myself a car for $150.
Wow. You know, that is such a great story, and it's so, it's an important lesson.
Well, I truly believe that it happened because I intended, mm-hmm. my intent was to write the letter to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have to write the letter. I just had to truly intend it.
And your mind knows. It's like mm-hmm. affirmations. It's great to say it, but you don't have to, because just thinking it, your mind knows.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah.
It's like letting go and letting God.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we forget that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about what is our comfort zone.
The comfort zone is when we get into a habit of where we are in life, and that's where we stay. And that's the reticular activation system in our brain. It's like the thermostat on the wall. If
okay.
the thermostat is set at a certain temperature, let's just say 72 degrees, and then you go around and you open all the windows, well, it's going to let in the air, and then your air conditioner is probably going to kick on more, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, when that's the same thing, we have an internal mechanism just like that, that when we start to get out of our comfort zone, the main purpose of that internal organ is to keep us safe. Well, when we try to get out of our comfort zone, that reticular activation system is trying to say, uh-oh, something bad is happening. We better kick it into high gear and get you back where you were, because they think you're at risk. So programming yourself to get out of your comfort zone so you can show up big in the world and you can grow, it makes a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. Is that action sort of like what they talk about, self-sabotaging?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
It is. You're so used to being in your comfort zone
mm-hmm.
that because you've heard negativity for many years, you know, parents, teachers, family, you do self-sabotage, and there are limiting beliefs there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the comfort zone, just making yourself and knowing how to get out of that pattern so mm-hmm. you can achieve new levels.
Mm-hmm. My guess to get out of that pattern would be affirmations.
Yep.
Meditating.
Yes. And mm-hmm. you know, a big part of all that too is support. If mm-hmm. people get into, like, mastermind groups or if they have support people in their life that they can share freely and openly with,
mm-hmm.
and someone who's not going to demotivate them.
Right.
People need support structure in their life. You need to be able to ask others around you for help, for mm-hmm. advice.
Mm-hmm.
And mastermind groups are the best way that I know of if you can get into a good supportive group.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, because if you're having some problems and you're wanting to change your life, and if you talk to someone in your immediate family, they may deep down inside really want you to make those changes and want to help you, but they have the same thing going on in their brain.
Exactly.
In their reticular
activation system.
Yes,
yeah.
They have that too.
Exactly.
And so I believe that's why it is important to get into one of those other types of group, because everybody's there for the same purpose.
Exactly. And when you get into a group where there is no threat, challenge, or competitiveness, great things happen where you all move forward together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want, is people who are going to support you, not necessarily coach you, but
right.
support you, help you, and hold the space when there is something that you really want.
Yes, yes. Can you talk about that a little bit more, holding the space?
Yes. I've been in two mastermind groups now for about 6 years. They're both online. I mean, it's a call.
Oh.
And one's international. We have people in Switzerland, Canada. And these people are like family to me. We've been together for so long. But at the beginning of the call, we share what's happened to us over the last week, whether it's good or bad or whatever it is. And then there's question-answer time, or time when people need help on different things. And then at the end of the call, we go around the room, and we each end by saying what our intention is for the week. And
okay.
by hearing each other's intention, we hold the space for that person. So whatever it is they want in their life,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, for me, when I say my prayers at night, it's remembering my mastermind group buddies that their goals are also part of my prayer system.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with Tony Burrows?
No, I've heard of him, but not familiar with him.
Okay, because he has a book, The Intenders.
Oh.
And he has got a lot of people starting groups
mm-hmm.
worldwide, intender groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a bit like what you were talking about.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
It is so powerful. In fact, we have several mastermind groups here in NABO and a couple other groups, and they form mastermind groups. They'd had me come in and talk to them on ways that they can get better at their group
uh-huh.
to be able to be
uh-huh.
more efficient and productive
uh-huh.
in moving forward. So, uh-huh. yeah, that sounds like a great... You said he has a book out?
Yes, he does. You can research his stuff on the Internet, too. It's just www.theintenders.com.
Great. Thank you for sharing. I'll have
yeah.
to look that up.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't need any help from anybody else.
We can always grow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, can you, in our time left, can you give us any examples of maybe some people that you've really helped turn their life around by following your principles?
Yes. The one that comes to mind is a lady that I started working with about 9 months ago. She had just completed a course on building her business, putting a business plan together. She is a tutor. So she wanted to build her business, so she came to me as her coach, and she built a tutoring service to where she tutors kids and helps parents. Well, she not only started a very successful practice and business, but 9 months later, she now has 10 associates working under her. She has an office that she has to work with. She works with people all over. And her vision, not only did she accomplish it, but she showed up a lot bigger than she might have if she didn't have a success partner working with her
uh-huh.
to, there again, hold the space to help her reach more than what she thought she could, and to help hold the vision when she lost the faith of getting
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Now, what was she doing before she started this?
She was working in the corporate world with working with children, and so she was just an employee, not just, but she was
right.
an employee in a company.
Mm-hmm.
So her desire to be able to help kids move forward in their life and tutor them in math, now she has tutors that not only help kids in math, but mm-hmm. in all kinds of different areas that,
wow.
you know, with homework and
mm-hmm.
the fear of taking tests. And
mm-hmm.
and that's just one example. the speaking with confidence, you know, the affirmation tape that I created, speaking with confidence.
Okay.
I have a lady that could not. She actually got nauseated when she had to speak in front of a group.
Oh, yeah.
She has given so many speeches now just by doing the neuroconditioning, you know, the affirmations, the meditation. Mm-hmm. And she's built her business so much just by the neuroconditioning process,
mm-hmm.
being able to get up and talk in front of people to tell them what she does.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a great, very great cassette to get.
Yes.
I might have to order that one. Well, I'm looking at my computer screen here, and I see that there's an in-quick message, but I'm very sure that that is probably for the Angel Show, not for us.
Oh.
Because the question was that this person had cancer 6 years ago, and she's going through health issues again, and do we see anything good happening? Well, I'm sure it's for the Angel Show after us.
Aww.
So.
That'd be a good show to listen to.
Oh, yeah, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in and get a reading for yourself if you want to.
Uh-uh.
And they're very nice people. So, let's see. How can we go about living life in abundance of joy instead of scarcity?
Well,
I'm going to ask this question for my listeners because I'm pretty sure I understand how, but there's people out there listening that don't know these.
Sure. When you come from a place of abundance, you don't have to worry about getting business. Your business finds you. When you come from a place of loving and peace and joy, which is living in abundance, it surrounds you. You don't have to work so hard at trying to achieve it. Like the National Women's Association group that I belong to, there's about 350 women that go to the meetings, and there are quite a few business coaches. And we all have different areas, different niches, and there's... Speaking for myself, there is no threat, no intimidation, no competing, because when you live in abundance, life brings you what it is that you need and what it is that you want, instead of coming from a place of scarcity that you have to work so hard at it.
Mm-hmm. And if more people could understand that, we'd have a lot more successful people out there, wouldn't we?
We sure would. And, you know, when you come from a place of need, which is coming from scarcity, who wants to hire a needy person?
Yeah.
So learning to come from a place of abundance, you just attract, it goes back to the law of attraction, you just attract more into your life. And the nice things of life start attracting to you instead of you having to look for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's true. So what is this happiness and success tip that you have that people could subscribe to?
Every month there's happiness and success tips. It's about a 3-minute read. It's an e-zine that comes out once a month. And it not only lists different things that people can do to keep more peace, happiness, and joy in their life, but it also lists for the month the teleclasses that I'm doing, and most of them are free. I love sharing some of this information. And there again, it's coming from a place of abundance. And I believe thoroughly in the giver's game. The more you give, the more you gain.
Yeah.
So there's not many of my teleclasses that I charge for, just because I love sharing, and it all comes out very well in the end.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Once again, let's give your website.
It's www.energyofthemind.com.
Mm.
And if people are interested in coaching, getting to new levels of their life, my website there is www.primeleadersplural.com. So it's primeleaders.com.
Okay. Now, I understand you wrote a book.
I did. I have 4 of them out.
Oh, my gosh.
The book that I thoroughly enjoyed was my last one, Having Time on Your Side.
Okay.
It's not only a book, it's a 2 audio CD program. So if you're traveling or you're an audio listener, then you just plug in the CDs. They're professionally done by a studio with music and tracks. Mm-hmm. So you learn how to control time instead of letting time control you. And it's teaching people how to ways to get out of overwhelm. The overwhelm is what causes us to get into problems with our time.
Right. That sounds great. Now, what are the other 3 books about?
The other 3 books are on leadership. So if people are interested in being a better leader, there's the leadership tips on ways to create more. It's called Injecting the Juice into Leadership, and it teaches managers how to become great leaders by coaching. Instead of making all the decisions, you learn how to work with the people, whether it's your clients, your customers, your employees. It teaches you how to be a better leader in life, not just a manager. You learn to let go of some of the stresses and have more peace and joy and happiness.
And in turn, you create more of that for where you work and for your workers. And it just gets rolling like a big old snowball.
It does. And people see that in you and they want a piece of it. And then the other 2 books, one is called Low Carb Leadership.
Oh, low carb, okay.
And the other one
That's
is...
That's a big thing.
It is the Golden Nuggets of Success.
Golly.
So the leadership direction, you know, I love working in leadership and helping entrepreneurs and people get to new levels of their life, but I also love working with people from the inside out.
Yeah.
Working with their brain.
These books sound really, really wonderful. I'm just really happy that you contacted us so that you could be a guest on someone's show, and I was lucky enough to get the draw.
Well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. You know, you just have some great stories to share, and you sound like a wonderful person.
Well, thank you very much. I am.
I'm sure you are.
Well, yeah, and I believe that. So I hear a lot of static on the line. Are you hearing that by any chance, Cheryl?
I am hearing that.
Yeah. You know what I'm afraid of? I'm wondering if we're not getting a storm, you know?
We have one.
Up here, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's one in the works for tonight.
Yeah, okay. Well, we only have a minute left, so... luckily, we made it through our whole show.
We did, and thank you so much for inviting me. This was so much fun, informative, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You know, I am going to be passing that information about your website around to just about everybody I know, because I think it's wonderful that you have those classes that you offer for people, and all of your tapes or whatever they are they tapes or CDs?
CDs,
Yeah, they all sound like people can sure learn a lot from what you have to share with them, so
well,
I'll probably be plugging you.
Yes, if anyone wants more information, my contact information is on both of my websites, so they can feel free to contact me.
Okay. Give us that address one last time.
www.primeleaders.com or the website Learning More About the Brain is www.energyofthemind.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Cheryl Vallejo,
That's
for being
it.
My guest tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you.
Thank you, Barb.
You're welcome. I want to thank all my listeners for listening in, and I want to wish you all magical moments and wondrous blessings. And I want you to remember, don't worry, be happy. Thank you.